Right now we have for you my buddy and great friend, and I can tell by her text message and her voice, she's excited that school is almost back in session. It is our great friend, the Chancellor from Ivy Tech, Jenny Vaughn. Happy New Year. Happy everything. Happy grab your umbrella. It's raining today. How are you?
That's right. I'm doing great. Happy, happy. Life is good. And you know what? I think I even shared with you via text. I'd rather have rain than snow. So
we ain't shoveling it.
That's
the best part.
That's right.
Keep raining, and we have been very, very warm in January. And remember, folks, it's January. It shouldn't be this warm. Even today, we're like, ooh, 43. There's a chill in the air. Well, the average high is 37. So let's tough it out. Let's get warm. Let's keep dry, and let's have fun. The faculty is back. They are getting everything ready to go here in the brand new year. Tell me what they're up to this week, and when are the doors opening for everybody at Ivy Tech on the West Side?
Well, you know, it's just great. You know, the faculty did come back from their break on Monday, and so usually that calls for our village meeting every at the beginning of every semester. We have what we call our village meeting, where we just gather together. We have some breakfast together, and then we update people on just some various details about the campus and introduce new employees and all that good stuff. And then throughout the week, you know, there's lots of things going on as the faculty and the staff together are preparing for our students for classes that will start on Tuesday. So this whole week has been a lot of fun. You know, there's been some professional development for the faculty, and then faculty meetings and things like that in particular. And then, you know, our doors have been open. Students are coming in. They're Zooming with advisors and others, enrollment specialists, to get enrolled for classes and all that good stuff. So enrollment is strong, and classes, like I said, will start on Tuesday. We're super excited about that.
Well, of course, you got to have some food to get everybody together. That's the good news. Do you make them sing the fight song? What do you do for the new people? Do you have them stand up and do some karaoke? How does that work? Because I don't think people understand how large your faculty is over there. Jenny, tell us how many folks you have helping instruct those getting some higher education.
Sure. So we have about 100 full-time faculty and 100 full-time staff, but then we have another 300 or 400 part-time and adjuncts, you know, that are working full-time and then work with us to teach a class or two, or to do some part-time work in tutoring or things like that. So when new employees come in, it's really a lot of fun. It's funny that you joke about the fight song, because I always say, you know, you're going to have to sing your fight song, and but they usually just tell us a little bit about themselves, what role they're playing at Ivy Tech, what their title is, and then a little anything they want to share with us. You know, whether it's what they like to do for fun outside of work, or perhaps the last great book they read. So it's real fun to bring them up on stage in Shreve Hall, welcome them all. And you know what I love to hear, and then we mentioned it again on Monday, was that many people are graduates from Ivy Tech, which is amazing. Or they were students at IU, and they wanted to stay in Bloomington, and they, you know, looked for a job, and they looked to us and other places, of course, throughout the city. But we've got lots of people that recently graduated from IU who are working for us in a variety of different areas. So it's always fun to meet the new employees together as an entire campus.
Yeah, and very fun as well, keeping community people in the community. It keeps those bonds strong, and everybody provides that safety net. Well, education's not easy, especially for kids just getting started, getting out of high school, or even those who maybe have been out of the game, Jenny, for a long time that are trying to get back into it. Welcome week's important. Who puts that together, and what are some of the great things on your agenda to help these students get comfortable in the spring semester?
You know, that was exactly my message on Monday to the entire campus was, you know, what a great job we have. You know, we get to take care of students. We get to guide them in the classroom, and we get to help them get to their, help them find their classroom, or help them go to the bookstore. Just sit down and talk to them if they're having a little bit of trouble or problems. And, you know, this is my last of academic year, or my last semester. And so that message for me was really important to share with the team. But, you know, like you said, welcoming people back, making sure that they feel comfortable and that they know that Ivy Tech Bloomington is where they belong. You know, that everyone there has a smile on their face. They're willing to help. You know, we require name tags for our employees, and there's a reason for that, not so that if a student needs help, they know they can talk to a person with either an Ask Me T-shirt on or their ID. And, you know, the Welcome Week activities are taken care of or managed, organized by Christy and Jack in Student Life. They're part of Dr. Trudy Weddle's team in Student Affairs. And, we, you know, of course, food, like you said, it brings everybody together. So, you know, the very first day of classes, and we're just so glad to bring it back. You know, during COVID, it was really no fun Zooming, welcoming people. So we're in person. We're going to have, you know, pancakes and coffee and all kinds of great things at the front entryway on Tuesday. We'll also have all kinds of like a resource fair, not like a resource fair. It's actually called a resource fair on Wednesday, so we can, you know, share with students, you know, what things we have available on our campus, like, you know, disability services, the tutoring center, all of those things, but also things in our community. And then we just have lots of all kinds of pizza and things like that throughout the whole week. We have a student success kits available for students as they're also learning about the resources on and off campus to make them, you know, again, welcome them, make them feel like they belong with the campus, they are our students, and to help them move forward in their academic goals. So it's a blast of a week, and that's going to happen all next week.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest. She is the very excitable, in a great way, chancellor at Ivy Tech. And I always love talking to you the show before we open the doors for any new semester, because if you have that excitement, I know your staff has that excitement. And when that trickles down, as you've just described to our listeners, hopefully everyone feels comfortable. Then they get great grades and they move on and just all the other things line up. But you did mention Tuesday. Well, let's make sure everybody is aware it is next Tuesday the 17th when those doors open. I know it sounds a little odd. You guys have had a few different schedules here over the last few years. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to send everybody over there early. That's for sure.
That's right. So Monday is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King holiday, of course. And so we will be closed Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But we start our spring semester on Tuesday. And we're, you know, as I said, and you mentioned, we're super excited about that. But, you know, we also have what's called Tuesday at the Tech. We talk about it all the time. It's every single Tuesday. So even the first day of the spring semester, we have Tuesdays at the Tech, because if there is somebody listening out there, a family member who might have a student or somebody within their organization that maybe wants to take classes with us, but maybe they're not quite ready, so they can come in. Tuesdays at the Tech, between every Tuesday, 3 to 5, they can come into the building. They can call us, connect with us to talk about classes that start March 20th. So as we've talked about before, we have, you know, spring 16-week classes. We have 8-week classes, classes that start on January 17th, classes that start on March 20th. And everybody's available to help students, potential students, get enrolled, figure out how to finalize any financial aid that they need to complete, and just get moving, get rocking and rolling.
Did you mention free textbooks? Did I miss that?
I think I missed it. Free textbooks. We're continuing that amazing initiative for our students. Not only is our tuition affordable, and you've got great people to teach you in the classroom and help you get registered, but you get your textbooks, any of your textbooks, for any of your classes through the rest of the spring semester are free.
Okay. No secret handshake. No QR code.
Nope.
No nothing. Nothing, nothing. Just free. Free, 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 free. And even if you don't want to be a quote-unquote professional student, you just want to get smarter in your life, well, you can help out with that as well.
That's right. You know, you could go through the Center for Lifelong Learning and take all kinds of different unique classes that help you just in your personal enrichment goals. Maybe you said this year, you know, as a resolution, I'm going to learn how to paint, or I'm going to do something that's just for me, and that might be ceramics or something else. Just come on out. We've got all kinds of fitness classes. They're all of our health and wellness fitness classes through the Center for Lifelong Learning are online. They're on Zoom, and it's really cool. So we have Jazzercise through Zoom. So, you know, you can call us and find out about academic classes, math, Spanish, all of that good stuff, or personal enrichment classes.
Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. The Band of Merry Do-Gooders that resides on the Near West Side. You're also helping out our community at the community college. You're having blood drives this month as well. This month you had last week. Next month we can get everybody ready for to circle on their calendar. We know the year is busy. We've just gotten started. But coming up in February, you'll be back to help.
That's right. So we're proud partners with the American Red Cross. We've been hosting their blood drives here in Monroe County for a while, and we're going to continue through 2023. And so you can sign up to give blood at redcrossblood.org. All you have to do is put in the zip code 474, even. You don't even have to put the rest of the numbers, and you can sign up. The next ones on our campus are Thursday, February 16 from 1 to 6, and Friday, February 17 from 10 to 3. Again, if you don't remember any of that, just call us and say, hey, how do I sign up for the blood drive?
That's it. They'll help you. Why? That's their job. Helping us all, helping make our community a better place, and helping folks either improve their work lives by getting them more education or taking that next step or helping those bridge the gap. Or, well, heck, that's why you got to call. What's the number? I can't do all this by myself.
That's right. It's 812-330-6013. You're going to have a friendly face on the other line actually helping you out. So anything you need, whether it's blood drives, a ceramics class, or wanting to come and take a tour, give us a call and you'll have a staff member there to help you out.
Outstanding. So I implore you to stay dry. It looks like the rain has quit downtown. Well, though there it is, drip, drip, drip. But it's nice and warm and dry inside Ivy Tech. And again, if the college is going to be closed this weekend and Monday for the holiday, so make sure we can always. The internet's open 24 hours, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Look us up online, ivytech.edu. You want to look at Bloomington only? Put the word Bloomington after that, and you're good to go.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for the big preview, and I know you will be bouncing off the walls next Thursday when you get the students back in and the roar. The white noise of the busy hallways and everything else. Fun times. Thanks for the update, Chancellor Vaughn. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And let's go Hoosiers beat Wisconsin. Let's go Hoosiers beat Maryland tonight.
Come on, Hoosiers. And a real quick shout-out to my assistant, Tina Phelps. Today's her birthday. So if you know Tina Phelps. Tina, happy birthday.
Can she hear us or do we need to yell louder?
I think you have to yell at her.
I'm going to yell on the internet at her because I know that will arrive in her inbox here in a matter of milliseconds. Happy awesome. Birthday, Tina. We just said this on the air. There you go. So that we know. Go Hoosiers. Thanks for your time as always, Chancellor Vaughn. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Cheers. Bye.